AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Like I said, you have to see what you like to do. You have to see what bites.
And I'm always for, like, post the damn video. Just post it. You know, like, if you feel, like, embarrassed that your friends are going to see it, one, they ain't your friends. Two, just make a new page that they don't follow.
Just be you. Like, if you are you to your core, people will relate to you. People are going to love you.
We're very open online. We talk about, like, stuff we're struggling with. But at the end of the day, like, that's still an edited video I posted. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast. Hey guys, it's been a minute since I've been in this space. I'm back in like my podcast recording studio. Guys, if you saw the mess in front of me, I have so much PR to unbox. I have new chairs. You probably haven't noticed because you can't really like see them in the space, but hopefully I'll have an in-person guest like within these next few weeks, so you can kind of see like the whole new setup. But it's always so nice to be back. If you're watching on YouTube, I have like a full beat of makeup on today, so I'm feeling glam, I'm feeling good, and I have a really exciting podcast guest today. I think you guys are going to love this episode. It's someone that I've been following on social media for like at least the past like year or two. Amazing energy. And I just, you know, when you see someone online, you like know you're gonna vibe in person. That's exactly how I felt. But
she's known for her silent makeup reviews, her
absolutely iconic lip syncing videos, and most importantly, her funny humor when it comes to her beauty reviews. So without further ado, let's get loud and right into this podcast episode. And of course, if you're not watching the video version on YouTube and you're listening, love my audio listeners as well, but definitely go check out the video version so you can like hang out with us and get the full experience. So let's get loud. It's time to get loud, guys. I have an amazing guest today on Loud Talk with Lavi. Everyone give a warm welcome to Izzy Santulli. Girl, I'm so excited to have you on Loud Talk.
Hey, everybody!
Oh my gosh, just like talk for like literally like half an hour before we start recording.
We literally did.
But I already, you know, like when you see someone online and you're like, we would vibe, like, I just already knew that you would get on this call. It wouldn't be like awkward or, and you know, we've all had like, at least I've had like guests before that, you know, it gets a little like, you have to warm up to the conversation and everything like that.
Right.
I feel like I've already known you forever, but I've been like watching you forever. So to anyone who doesn't know Izzy, social media, content creator, influencer, whatever we call ourselves these days, but I want to know about your journey. Like, you told me you started making like beauty videos 2 years ago, but like, where was the start of that? Were you kind of like into, because I know for me, I always like grew up filming like everything, like as a kid, photo booth. I was filming like makeup tutorials in my room and they were not going anywhere. Like, where did that all start for you?
Honestly, like, I don't think I was very much like filming myself when I was little, but I was very different to what I am now. Like, as a kid, I was very quiet, very shy, not social at all. I think the thing that got me to like, I guess like the person I am today, I feel like is like my parents put me in dance and that kind of like helped me build confidence and like a stage presence. And I know how to like perform, if that makes sense. And I just feel like I always loved makeup. I always loved skincare. And I would sometimes pretend I was like filming like a Get Ready With Me, even though I wasn't like an idiot.
If you say you haven't, you're lying. I'm sorry, but you're lying.
You're lying. I agree. But yeah, I was just like for fun, I was doing that. And then I started making videos because I'm like, why not? I see all these other people getting like PR and going on these trips and like all this stuff. And I'm like, what is stopping me from like doing that? And a lot of people ask me, did blowing up for you, like, were you not expecting it? Like, this is not, which I'm like, I wanted this. Like, this was my goal. Like, I had a goal. I was like, I want to be an influencer. And like,
so
I did it.
First video you posted, you were like, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Can you walk me through that? Because I feel like, I always, like, I started really young. I started on YouTube, like, 13. I had that in the back of my head.
Wow.
And I always thought, like, girl, I've been
holy shit.
The archive is crazy. But I always like had that dream in my head, but I always thought like to get there, you'd need like millions and millions of followers for it to be like full time. Like I even remember going on my first brand trip. I think I had like 150,000 like TikTok followers at the time. And I was just like, oh, this is like a fun side hustle. I was working like an engineering like internship at the time. And then I found out like all these people were like doing it full time. I'm like, there must be something. I'm like, you know, I was definitely like, one thing I knew was like, I was definitely undercharging after I had like conversations with people. But as a kid, like, I always just thought like that would be so cool to achieve one day. And I was always like striving towards it, but it was always just kind of like my fun hobby. And I always had like a different route I was gonna take, like down the engineering route and everything. So it's so interesting to hear that you kind of had that goal in mind. Because I feel like a lot of people come to me and ask, like, I want to be a social media creator. Like, how do I do it? And I'm like, honestly, in my head, I'm like, you just gotta post like to love it. And like, if it turns into something cool, if it isn't cool. But I'm really curious to hear about like your journey and how you kind of like almost manifested that in a way.
Yeah, I definitely think I manifested it because I would always like, I was like crazy. Like I would like imagine myself like in like on a brand trip, or like I would imagine myself doing like a huge PR haul when I didn't have like PR, when I wasn't sent stuff. So I think I low key manifested this life for myself.
This episode is brought to you by our sponsor, 9to5 Skin, which also happens to be my beauty brand. And let me tell you, one of the biggest misconceptions about acne is that it is a hygiene issue. And you'd think when 80% of the world struggles with it, this would be more talked about. But the issue is the beauty industry has trained our minds into frantically buying every single product we see online with these crazy, unrealistic before and afters that tell you this one product will completely clear your skin. And not only that, it's going to take away every pore, every scar, and transform your skin in a matter of a few weeks. I don't view skincare like that. I was sick of seeing real skin not being represented, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do it myself. This is 9to5 Skin, where we only show real skin, real results, because skincare at the end of the day is a supplement. It should be helping your skin along the process, no matter where your skin's at in the journey. I struggle with hormonal acne, and these are products that just help me in my day to day, make me feel good in my skin. And before you say anything, this is not just another influencer founded brand. My name is Lavinia, and I'm a fully 100% self funded brand. We're doing things a little bit differently over here, non-traditional, and bringing a little bit of my engineered solution to skincare, like Spray Away. It's our best calming yet hydrating mist. I wanted to pull together my experience as a content creator for the past 10 years, where I've tested out hundreds, if not thousands, of products with my background in chemical engineering and business to create a brand that doesn't make you feel like something immediately needs to be fixed. I wanted 9to5 to be that brand. When you pick up the products, you instantly feel more confident in your skin, because hating your skin into healing is not possible. We need to focus on skincare that promotes progress over perfection. Of course, we're keeping our products affordable and accessible. And from one acne prone girly to another, remember to tell yourself something you love about your skin today and shop 9to5 at 9to5skin.com. Again, you can find all of our products at 9to5skin.com, and our 4-piece bundle is $20 off. You heard me, whole $20 off. You can get the full 4-piece set.
But yeah, I knew, I was like, I want to be an influencer. I never had an interest in anything else. I hated math. I hated school in general. I hated school. I went to university, dropped out of my last year before my undergrad. Everyone literally was killing me, but I'm like, guys, just, I can't do it. Like, I can't do it.
Trust the process. But
yeah, I'm like, please just trust the process. Like, it's not for me. Like, even I can't. So I was just like making videos for fun, and I would like get inspo from like other creators that I personally watch. Like, I see like what's trending. Okay, people are doing reviews, like this and that. Like, I struggle with acne. I should make acne videos, like how, like what has helped my skin. And I hopped on a trend, silent reviews, and I don't know what the freak happened, but it like went crazy, my initial video. And I don't even freaking know how it happened, but it happened so quick, and I gained followers also so quick that my account got banned. my account got banned. I remember it was like around Christmas, not last Christmas, the Christmas before. It got banned, and I was like, what the freak is happening? And everyone was telling me that it's because you're growing so quick, TikTok thinks like you're like some next bot or something. I'm like, bro, right when life starts getting good.
No way. I didn't know this. But wait, I thought you, yes. I thought you like started the silent reviews.
A lot of people do think
first,
that. Yeah.
Yeah. At least you were the first person I saw.
Yeah.
Do them. Girl, I tried it.
Definitely,
and people found me online.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. People were like, why are you breathing so loud? I'm like, I just can't breathe. I think I was sick when I did it. Don't do that. Don't do the silent review cam when you're sick, because they're like, all I can listen to is your breathing. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
trying to get a breath. I'm just trying to get a breath in. It didn't. I was like, you know what? Sometimes you have to know when certain trends aren't for you. And I like, I tried it once and then I was like, I'm just going to leave this to Izzy.
Can't do it. Oh, it's so freaking funny. Yeah, I definitely didn't start it though, but I saw like other people doing like silent reviews on like books and stuff. And mm-hmm. then I was like, wait, this is a good idea for makeup. And then I started doing like, I remember my first one was with, I think, lip balms or glosses, and it just went viral. And I think literally from there, I've just been growing ever since.
And when was that? So. Last year? Yeah, last year, right?
It was not last year. It was the year before,
like,
I think.
End of 2023.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember I filmed. When you said my memory's bad, I'm like, I don't know when anything happened any year. Like, I have to think back.
Me
like,
either.
What was I doing? And then I can, like.
Yes.
Yeah, relate to the year. That is so interesting. So, like, how, when you say, like, your account grew, like, crazy fast, what was, like, that growth? Like, can you, like, give me a number?
So,
like,
I honestly can't even give you a number, but I think I was getting, like, 10,000 a day at one point.
Holy shit.
Like, it was I would wake up and I had, like, a new 10,000. I'm like, bro, what's happening?
That is crazy.
And I remember, okay, it was not last Christmas, like, the Christmas that just passed. Mm-hmm. It was the Christmas before that this was happening, that it was, like.
Yes, yes.
My account was racking up. But, yeah, it was, I've never seen, well, of course, I've never seen something like that. But, like, it was insane to me. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
It was crazy.
Yeah, I was like, holy fuck, so am crazy. I doing it?
That is so crazy, because I always, you know, you always hear about like kind of like the overnight like virality and stuff, and it's like I've had such of like the opposite experience, where I had like a very slow burn type of like growth, which I'm honestly very grateful for. And I think at the time I had a lot of frustration with that, because I'm like, I'm putting out so many videos, and like, you know, now looking back, I'm like almost really thankful for that slow growth, because I think it would have been really hard for me to finish like university and do all that if, like, you know, it was all of a sudden, because it was slow growth. I was able to kind of over time kind of add a little more of influencing, add a bit more, and then I was able to like balance the two.
Yeah. But
that's so interesting, like, to hear that. I'm always curious, like, what your family members or friends like thought about it when you were like starting this career.
Yeah, my friends were for it. My parents were like, what is this? Like, my parents were sussed out, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I remember I got my first brand deal and they're like, what do you mean you're making this much from a 30-second video? Like, what do you mean? My parents are very old school. My parents are very old school, and like, I feel like parents don't understand like this generation of like, what the fuck is happening? Like, this, you can make a career out of this, which now being in it, and it's crazy, because before I was an influencer or let's say content creator. I hate influencer.
I know.
Content creator.
I'm like, I'm a creator. I'm not an influencer.
I hate that.
Yeah. Beauty creator. Like, I love that.
Yes.
One. Yeah.
Yes. Let's do that. Beauty creator. So I like, on being on the other side of it, before I was in the space, I would always look at creators and be like, how are you making a full, like, how is this a full-time thing for you? I would always be so like, how are you making money? Like that's my thing. I was like, how are you making money to afford this, this, and the third? Mm-hmm. But like, now that I'm in it, I'm like, oh, that's how, this is how. Yeah. It's just crazy seeing how much like money there is in the space, which is insane.
Well,
I'll never get used to it or understand
in the beauty industry, because I always thought like, if I had like this amount of influence in another space, I don't think I would be able to do it full time. But in beauty, like that's just how it is when it comes to like, especially like beauty reviews, like there's just a lot of money in that industry. And I think especially, you know, similar to like mine, your content, like I think you're just so authentically you in the space, which is something that makes you stand out and makes you different. And that's why like people trust you. And then that's why in turn brands trust you to like, you know, bring on, because they know, you know, people trust your opinion because you're just real about it. So what was your approach there? I'm like, I'm so curious. Once you said that you kind of like planned this all out and you said like, you know, you grew up dancing and you like know how to put on a good performance. I think a lot of what people talk about now in content creation is they're all, you know, especially as a viewer, they're like, oh, well, this person acts this way online or this way in person, or you really set up your camera to like film this and all that. And I always try to remind people, like, although, you know, my content I would say is very real online, at the end of the day, I'm still try to make entertaining content for a viewer to watch. What's kind of like your perspective there? And to what extent is content like a performance and something that's supposed to be entertaining versus like so authentic to real life?
I feel like that's such a good question. I feel like it's still hard for me to even balance that out or even to actually understand the difference, because I've been starting to do vlogs now and like I'm starting to do like, you know, the getting out of the bed and like stuff like that and like propping my phone up to brush my teeth, and I'm like, bro, am I in a video game? I'm just like, it's such a weird feeling, but I don't know. I just feel like I'm also sometimes, and I say this so much to my audience, I'm not always in a loud and goofy mood. Like, that's not who I am. Like, I come online and I talk about my struggles. Like, I do this, and the third. I'm not always a goofy person. And I even was telling some of the people that always ask me, like, how do you blow up? Like, how do you do this? Like, I'm always like, at the end of the day, people want something that's entertaining. Mm-hmm. People want something that's honest. And, like, you gotta kind of be dramatic. Like, I'm sorry, like, you have to be dramatic. You have to be a little bit dramatic for the camera, because that's what the algorithm likes. And like, I know people are going to be like, I can't believe you're saying that, but like, it's true. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, I try to maintain, I feel like I do maintain an authentic way of, you know, reviewing and like doing content, but there is a little bit of like a strategy. There is, like, you have to, you can't whisper, you can't, like, you have to talk with a loud tone. Right. And you have to be entertaining. Like, that's, right. I feel like that's...
Unless you're doing a silent review.
unless you're doing a silent review. That's basically not silent, but we'll call it silent review.
That's so funny. It's actually funny. The other day I was like doing starting a PR unboxing haul, and I filmed it at my grandma's, because I sent all my PR to like her apartment, and so I had like my phone propped up, and my mom was like standing there, and I like started the video. She's like, why do you start the video so loud and then speak normally after? I'm like, it's just the start of the video. Like, I'm, you know, you just have to do that. Yeah. And I mean, I get comments all the time too, when they're like, the influencer,
why are you screaming?
Or like, no, not scream. I don't think I'm a scream. It's funny, because in person and in my real life, I think I'm a very loud person, hence like the name of my podcast, Loud Talk. But I think online I'm actually like a lot more chill than even my friends tell me. They're like, you are so like, you give off such like put together, not that I'm like not put together in real life, but they're like, you give off such like professional vibes in makeup reviews, and in person you're so chaotic. I'm like, that is so funny to hear.
That's,
and
it's so not, funny.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, it's, I think that's why like I love doing this podcast and stuff, because I can like show that different side of me. But I think it's just the way of like how I started reviewing makeup so young too, because I was watching, you know, people's like the OG beauty gurus like in their like late 20s, mid 30s doing beauty reviews. I was 13, so I was like, okay, I have to like use like show the product like this and talk about all the information. I was very like informative with it. But even I've noticed, you know, like you could make the same, like you could do the same makeup routine, and in one version you're like applying the products like straight to your face and like up close and stuff, and the other you're just applying them like regularly, maybe how a makeup artist would. One of those videos is gonna like get a lot more traction just because of how you're applying the products. And I think a lot of people like forget that sometimes, that, you know, you have to start off with like that eye-catching, you know, algorithm loving clip to like really draw someone's attention in. Yes. And there is the balance of like, okay, how do I make this like authentic to me, but then still, you know, obviously as a creator, yes, we do this because we love it, but at the end of the day, like, it's also our job. Like, we want our videos to do well. And like what you were saying there with oh my god, I just lost like my entire train of thought.
That happens to me probably 10 times a day. It's actually crazy. Wait, what is your sign? I need to know.
Okay, I'm a Libra.
Oh!
Was that what you were expecting?
No!
What's your guess from my... I want to know, like, what...
I would have said, like, maybe, like Leo or something. Okay. Or even Taurus.
Okay.
You give Taurus energy a little bit.
I'm on the cusp, like, between... I'm a Libra, but I'm on the cusp of, like, being a Virgo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm on a cusp too. That's crazy. Well, I'm a Sag, but I'm on the cusp of it. So I'm a Scorpio / Sag.
Okay. Okay. I'm not as on the cusp. I'm on the 24th. So like, I'm definitely a Libra, but like, you know, close to Virgo.
Yeah.
Close enough. Oh my gosh. Yeah. What year are you born? What's your Chinese zodiac? Now I'm like, invested. I mean,
2001.
Wait, I'm born 2001 too.
Really?
Yeah. Why did I think you were like 2 years older than me? I don't know, you give off
Really?
such like older sister energy, yeah.
Oh my God, really? I feel like I'm so immature and stupid.
Oh my God, 2001. No, I love, oh my gosh, that's so
Oh my God, I did not
crazy.
know we were the same age. I thought you were older. I thought
Not
you
a
were older
soul
too.
sink. No, Izzy, in my head, I'm 17. Like
No,
literally,
same. Same.
okay, glad we sorted that out. People online love to sell me I give off like 30. Enough.
Bro, everyone is like, are you 20? Like, every time I ask people, like, to guess my age, they're
Okay.
like, 28. I'm like, huh? 28. Like, not that that's old, but I'm not near 28,
Right.
babe.
No, it's
Please.
the same for me. I think it's because, and like, this is what people always tell me when I actually say my age. Because I remember I posted like, get ready with me for like my like last first day of school last year. And people are like, wait, girl, you're still in school. Like, how old are you? You know?
Yeah,
And I was like,
yeah,
at the time I was 21. They were like, what the hell? Like, I thought you were like late 20s, early 30s. And then when I said my age and I was like, guys, I'm low-key offended. Not like, you know, it's just kind of crazy to like hear that.
yeah.
Everyone was like, oh, you just give off such like mature, like older sister vibes in your videos.
Yes.
I thought you were older. You also like, you know, give off that you have like your career figured out and all that. And I think I got the same impression with you. So then I assumed like you were a few years older than me, but there we go.
Yeah.
That literally goes to show you guys, like social media, you cannot make these assumptions online.
hundred
You're looking at
percent,
people's image. Oh my
100%.
God. I'm actually so
I love
excited that we're
that.
both 01 babies.
I
So,
love that for us.
do you have any
No, I'm an
siblings?
only child.
Oh, interesting.
What about
Okay.
you?
I have a younger brother.
Okay,
Yeah.
nice.
Do I give off like older sister vibes or no?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so, yeah.
I
Honestly, I
like.
get that all the time too. Like when people say, like, to add on to what you said. Like when people always say like, oh, like I thought you were older because you carry yourself
Yeah.
like in a mature way. And I'm like, well, I guess that's a good thing. So
No, it is. I would have guessed you had like a younger sister. That's what I
really?
would have guessed. Yeah.
I always wanted like a sibling. Always. I'm
And
like,
now you're
mom and
like,
dad, what the freak?
and now you have all these like people online that you're being an older sister to. So there you go.
For real, I
Yeah.
know. Oh, I love that.
Oh
I
my
love
gosh,
that.
that's so funny. My brother will be editing this, but he'll see it. But he always says I like tortured him as a child because I was so older sister that I was like literally putting him in like every dress, like all full glam makeup. And he's like the most like, this man is like bodybuilder, like so like
Yeah. Oh
bro into car. Yeah.
no.
But he just like, he's always down for like anything. But and he was very
Aw.
introverted growing up and I was very extroverted. So like I spoke for him. I did, and he was always like,
Yeah.
he's like, as a kid, like you kind of traumatized me, but he's like, love you now. And like, we're. He's like, as a kid, you were crazy. I'm like, oops,
Yeah. Oh, you
sorry.
guys seem like you guys have like a really close relationship.
Yeah, love him so
That's so
much.
good.
Hey, Nick,
Aw.
you'll see this.
I love that.
Okay, back to it, back to the content. Okay, take me back to like the whole. I'm still like invested in this whole strategy
Yeah.
thing. Okay, what do you want to call your other account? Because you have, for everyone who doesn't know Izzy yet, you have like your lip syncing spam account, good
Yeah.
vibes account, and then your beauty account. What started first? What came first?
Beauty account. The beauty account started
Really?
first.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was like my, that was just like the account. Like everyone made a TikTok account during COVID. I feel like that was my account that I started with from COVID. And then I started like making beauty videos that were also getting like 20 likes. Like they were not doing well until I started the silent reviews that blew up. But my lip syncing page, I started probably a few months ago. And I don't know how that, I don't know how that, like, never mind my beauty page. I don't understand how that one blew up like that. I still am like, what the freak is happening?
No, girl,
I
it's
don't
the
get it.
energy. Like I,
I
when
guess.
I watch every single one of your lip syncing videos,
Oh my
and
God.
in my like,
Stop.
it's the energy you give off. Like I could never like, I wish I could like give off that energy through the camera, especially to like a video like that. But you have me like propping up my phone and like vibing out with you. Like I swear, like you are just such a
Love
vibe
that.
in those videos. And like in my head, I feel like I definitely saw. Okay. I think I'm trying to put together pieces. I remember seeing your silent reviews. I definitely thought you started that. In my head, I think you were two different people, like the lip syncing and the
A lot of
silent
people do. A lot
reviews.
of people think that. A lot of people think
Yeah.
that.
And then
Yeah.
like as a few months ago, I was like, wait, the same person. But I thought everything was posted on the same account until literally the other day. And I like realized there were two separate accounts after I asked you to come on the pod. And I was like, oh, slay. Like, these videos actually are so cool. And then, okay, so then you started with that, started going into like a job. What did you end up taking in school that you like didn't end up finishing?
So I went to university majoring in dance.
Okay.
Only reason I did that is because, well, I'm not gonna lie, I love dancing. So let me just, okay. I love dancing, but I just wanted to major in something that was easy, something to just like quickly get my undergrad. I wanted to be a teacher. So to be a teacher, like I was like doing research and stuff. And I remember my best friend at the time, we were like doing this together. She was like doing all the research because I couldn't fucking do any of the research. I was like, girl, you do it and tell me what we have to do. But she was like, okay, like we honestly can just major in dance. It's easy. It's simple. We can get our undergrad and we can be a teacher like for elementary schools or yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. Awesome. I didn't have an interest in anything else. And like I said before, I hate school. So the less school for me was the best option. So I'm like, okay, 4 years of this to get my undergrad, 2 years of teacher's college. That's fine. I majored in dance. I did. I also minored in English because I was like, maybe I'll want to do high school teaching too. And you need that minor, I think, if I believe, but I was doing both of those. And it was just honestly like probably the worst years of my life. And I think it was like a combination of things. It was during COVID. COVID was a hard time for everyone. I wasn't able to actually experience. I did for 2 years of it, but I think one full year I was inside. I was like dancing in my living room. Like, what the fuck is that? Like my mom,
tell me about it.
My mom looked at me like I was not okay. And I'm like, this is class that this y'all are paying for. Yep.
That's so funny like, to hear. I was like doing I obviously now that I figured out we're the same age, obviously we were in university at the same time. You were over here dancing in your living room. I was over here in my bathtub setting up like tubes and buckets to do like chemical engineering experiments. And my parents were like, what the hell? Like God. I was literally in the bathtub pouring like syrup because they gave us all these like at-home kits to do our experiments with because we couldn't go to the labs. We had to use like maple syrup, like marbles. Like I literally had to like get my parents to help me like take down these tubes to the bathtub. And they're like, is this what we're paying for? I'm like,
I know. Yes, exactly.
That's so funny. Wow. Two like completely different experiences, but like at the core, the same experience.
Yeah. But yeah. I was, it's crazy to hear that. But yeah, it was just like, I was not vibing. I was like, I don't even, and I never really loved to be a teacher. Like it was not something that I was so excited to do. Mm-hmm. So everything that I was learning also in dance, and like I had to take also like dance history and like all these other bullshit courses that you have to take when you major in something. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? Mm. Like real shit. What the fuck am I doing here? So I was like, okay, no. I remember I dropped out. I never had a full-time job. I was still working part-time. I was working as a receptionist at a real estate company, working reception. And I dropped out of school, didn't tell my parents. I kept lying to them for, I think, a year saying that I was doing it online. And I remember one day I was like, okay, I need to like spill the beans. I told them and they were so
like,
upset.
They think you're doing school online. You're filming your lip syncing. You're like, mom, I'm studying.
Yeah, no, I'm literally studying. But I don't even know what the fuck I was doing when I was like saying that I was in school. I don't know what I was doing. But yeah, I told them that, hey guys, like I dropped out. And they were like, why would you lie? They were just more upset that I lied to them, which of course, like they're going to be upset that their child is lying to them. But I was just like, guys, like, trust me, like, I kind of have an idea of what I want to do. And if it doesn't work, like, I can pursue real estate. I like enrolled in real estate doing it online. It was like a simple course. And I was like, this is my backup. Like, if content doesn't work, I'll have this as a backup. And I was doing real estate on the side. I was doing some videos here and there. And then I started blowing up. And I think I was like I just finished my first real estate exam. I think there was five in total that you have to pass to become like to get your license. Mm-hmm. And I passed my first one and you have to get a 75% to pass. I got a 76. So school is just not for me. Like I just can't. Yeah. And if I'm not genuinely like actually in love with it, I will not be good at it. And that's just like, actually, let me reword that. I will be good at it because I'm quick to adapt to things. Like I can learn things very quickly. But I will quit I'm going to do it for a month, like 2 months, 3 months, and then I'm going to stop. And I've done that with so many different things. I was a lash tech a few years ago and loved that for a bit. And then ended up like quitting that. Cause I'm like, I'm over it. You know,
that's so interesting to hear because I feel I can relate to you on that on so many levels, just because my whole life I've done so many things. I feel like I've lived 30,000 lives, and that's why maybe same. I don't feel 23. I feel literally like maybe the comments are right. I do feel 30,000.
Yeah, for real.
But I think it's just because I've bounced from so many things. My parents were always like, like growing up, I was super into music, like did piano for like 10 years, then woke up one morning, could not care less about it, wanted to do something else. Like I did like cosmetology. I got my full like hair license. And like, I don't work in a salon, like just so many different things. So I relate to you on that so much, but it's really interesting to hear perspective on school. I love having these conversations. Cause like, you know, you get inside other people's mind because I was so like academic crazy growing up, like to the extent where during those COVID years in uni, like my identity relied so much on my grades that like, if I wasn't getting like high 90s, I was like having a mental breakdown, and which was not healthy. I've done a full like episode if you guys are interested on that and how I overcame that, because like that was not a healthy place to be like basing all of that. But for me, it wasn't even like, oh, I'm passionate about what I'm learning about in school. It was just like, I need to do well. Like, I don't, you know, like it was just an internalized thing that for me, I felt like my whole identity was based off like my academic success. And I find even now, like that's one thing I do struggle with, is because I don't have that anymore. I'm not in school. I'm like, okay, who am I without this? But I'm trying to, you know, remind myself, like, I'm doing all these other things. Like, that is not everything that I am. Yes. But I just love hearing like your perspective on that. And since it's so different, like than how I would naturally think. Yeah. Wow. And okay. So what was the timeline from when you were like, okay, I'm going to pursue this. And then if this doesn't work out, like the backup with real estate, like what was the timeline there from when you told your parents, like, I'm going to pursue content, and then to you like blowing up and maybe like getting your first brand deal or something like that? Do you remember?
Okay. I don't remember, but I'm going to say it was very quick, like extremely quick. Like I genuinely didn't even have the chance to breathe, and it happened so quickly. And I remember one thing I do remember, because I remember certain events. I remember certain events, and I'll remember those. But I was going through a breakup with my ex-boyfriend of 7 years during all of this.
Wow.
So when we broke up, that's when I was like, okay, let me do content. Or I was doing a little bit of content, but when we broke up, I was like, okay, let me like actually fucking do more content, because it was kind of an escape for me also. And I enjoyed it. I'm like, okay, let me do this more. And I was doing more of it. And then I was still working. I was as a receptionist. And then one day I was like, okay, So I'm like, wait, no.
You know, people are like, ask online, like, how do you see time in your brain? Like, I feel like people see it like years. I relate like, to so much, because I don't, like, for me, it's moments in like, and I think, okay, when was that in accordance to like my life timeline?
Yeah.
Or honestly, when did I film that video? Like, that's what I think of. When did I film?
Literally.
Well, I remember what I can remember what I was wearing with a makeup look I did like for that day, blah, blah. But if you tell me like what year, what month, no idea.
Yeah, no, it's over. But I remember, honestly, the only reason I remember like when I started content is because of like that fucking experience I had with my ex-boyfriend. Like, obviously that was like a crazy drastic switch. So that's why I remember all of that. But I think I was telling my parents, I'm like, okay, listen, like, I'm going to do content. I'm going to have the real estate on the side. I think I maybe did one brand deal, just one. And obviously like your first brand deal, well, for me, it wasn't like a crazy amount of money. I was just growing, but it was still great. Then like, I'm like comparing it to like now and then like before, but it was still like an insane amount of money. So I was like, look, Dad, like, this is possible. And he's like, okay, like, let's just like see if it continues though.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So I was doing my exam, everything.
You're like, one second, then gotta go for the silent review. like the class is done. Foundations next.
Yeah, I was on a grind. I was like, okay, what can I do next? Like, I was like on a fucking thing. But I was just like, I don't even know. I was like, one day at work. Again, my timelines are fucking everywhere. I'm so sorry. But I was at work and I was like, okay, I got this one brand deal. That's not sustaining me. But I also still, I don't have bills to pay. Like at the time I had no bills to pay. I don't have my own car. I didn't pay for my phone at the time. Like my parents were covering everything for me. So I'm like, okay, let me quit this fucking job so I can go so hard on content.
Okay.
And I was like, and honestly, I'm so glad that I was able to do that because not a lot of people are able to do that. Like a lot of people have to pay so many bills. Like they come from full-time jobs, like where they have to be present. Even my part-time job, I was able to edit while I was working. Like it was great. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, let me just like quit this job. And it also had something to do with, it was tied to my ex. Like his mom was my manager there. So I'm like, this is just not a healthy space for me to be in anymore.
Right.
And it's just bringing me back to like bad memories, old memories. I need to be in a new space. So, which that's why it's crazy to me, because I genuinely think everything happens for a reason. Because
I was just going to say that.
Bro, if we didn't break up, like there wouldn't be a reason for me to quit that job. So then would I even have blown up as hard as I did if I didn't go as hard?
Yeah. So, well, not even that. Like I immediately thought when you said you blew up so quickly, I'm like, that happened for a reason, because you were on this break of like, is this like something I can do? If it doesn't work out, I'll do real estate. Like, and then the universe was like, you can do it, you know? So it's like, I think no matter like what the journey, you know, kind of how I mentioned with my journey, like I wasn't blowing up. So I was like, oh my gosh, is this for me? Is this, but now looking back, I'm like, it happened for a reason, or else I wouldn't have like, finish my degrees. And that's something I always wanted to do, you know? So you always have to think of like, but going back, do you think if it wasn't for that series, are you blowing up so fast, do you think that would have changed you like trying to pursue it? Like, would you have kept going and being like, okay, like, let me keep trying with this?
What, the breakup or?
No. Sorry, I phrased that really terribly.
It's okay.
If you didn't blow up with the Silent Review series as fast as you did, do you think you still would have continue like pursuing content for longer, trying it out?
I definitely see, this is a thing, and I still struggle with this now. Like if I don't get like a high amount of engagement, I'm like, oh my god, it freaks me out, because when I first started, I was getting an insane amount of engagement, shares, likes, views. Like it was not normal. So now I'm like, oh my god, my views are so low. But no, they're fine. It's just they were insane before. Like just relax, girl.
Yeah.
But I definitely think the quick rise of like blowing up has helped me stay consistent for sure. And it's what pushed me to like, okay, I need to make more.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously seeing, you know, my followers going up that quick, the likes, and like people are like eating this shit up. And this is so fun. Like, of course I'm going to make more, but I think I definitely would have probably struggled. And that's why it's interesting to hear your story too, and how you had more of like a slow burn to it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's for sure like harder, like mentally, because you're like, I'm posting so much, I'm doing all this, and it's not people, it looks like people are not enjoying it because the numbers aren't there. But I definitely think the Silent Reviews like push me to doing this like forever for sure. I feel like if I didn't do that, I probably would have like quit again. Like I do everything, I probably would have been like, okay, like on to the next.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so when people ask me like, what is your advice, you know, if someone's trying to like pursue content and stuff, and I always tell them, like, I'm obviously speaking from experience, I'm like, just post consistently. And like I always tell people, like, post for 5 years and come back and talk to me then. Like that's my mentality with it. So I'm curious, for people that have maybe come to you asking for your advice, like what is your advice there, especially because you had kind of this like, let me, you know, leave school, leave this job, and like you went full force, and then, you know, it happened that this really blew up, and then it did work out for you. But what is your advice for people trying to pursue that?
I feel like the number one thing is like that you shouldn't do if you are trying to pursue it is comparing. I feel like comparison, and there's a quote like this, comparison is the thief of joy. Genuinely, I think it is, because you're seeing all of these creators that are getting crazy amount of likes, and they're going on these trips, and you know, all this stuff. You might be working just as hard and it's not happening for you, and that can be very hard on you. And it's something that I struggle with too, like still. But I would say my number one tip is try not to compare. It's so easy. It's easier said than done. But just go into it being your true self. Like, don't try to be like this other influencer that is doing this, that. Like you were mentioning, that shows the products in this way, or like does this type of makeup look. Like, do what you want. Post the content that you want. And even if you think someone is not going to like it, or it's not going to be relatable, or no one's going to enjoy enjoy it, there is someone out there, multiple someones out there that are going to enjoy it. And that is what I have learned, because I remember before I blew up, before the silent reviews, I was doing just like reviews, like mm-hmm. okay, these are my empties. Like every single beauty creator does an empties video.
Yeah.
I was doing videos like that. And I'm like, okay, this is boring for me. I was like, this is so boring for me. And it's clearly boring for these people.
Yeah.
And I liked what you said about do it for 5 years and then come back, because you really have to, I feel like, experiment. You have to experiment and see what you enjoy posting, what you enjoy doing, and what other people are also enjoying from you. The whole idea is like, I feel like when people see people blow up so quickly, it's like, okay, that's going to happen to me. Yeah. And when it doesn't, it's hard to yes. keep going. But I feel like, again, you have to experiment. You have to see what, like I said, you have to see what you like to do. You have to see what bites on the algorithm. You have to see, it's a whole experiment. Like totally. I was doing all of these other things that other influencers were doing that works for them, but it wasn't working for me. But I'm like, okay, I have to do it because they're doing it and they made it. So I have to do what they're doing. But that's actually not true at all. And you have to genuinely like do what you like. And for example, now I know that my brand is beauty and humor. Like I was just like before, I'm like, okay, it's just gonna be beauty, beauty, beauty. I was giving no like sense of humor in my other videos. Like it was just straight like, this product is really good. Like I was talking like a robot also in my like first ever videos. But now I know that people come to me for beauty advice, but people come to me for my humor. Like I'm totally. Like, you know, like my comedic side to it. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, now I know my brand. Like I do beauty, but I also do comedy at the same time type of thing.
Totally. So that's, I think that I perfectly feel like, describes yeah. your content.
Yes.
So I was literally talking to one of my creator friends yesterday about how I find the more time I spend, which is kind of ironic, the more time I spend online watching other creators as a creator myself, I find the worse content I produce, because then I'm watching all these people and seeing like, oh, this did well. And then it's like, oh, I should do that. But my content is at its best when it's like an idea that came from me, not influenced online. And it's like that line of like, okay, looking online for ideas and inspiration versus trying to like mold yourself to fit a certain trend, or you know what I mean? Like I find that, at least for me, when I am trying to, like, literally perfect example, I tried doing like the silent reviews after seeing your video, did not work, because like it's like I just didn't give off the energy and it felt so forced, where it's like, okay, I'm trying to like fit this one trend, and not saying like it can't work and there's not trends that like can fit for you, but sometimes like you have to just like you mentioned, experiment and really find like your niche and your purpose. I think the thing that yes. can be hard is when, like for me, I'm really trying to, yes, I like do beauty reviews and all of that, but I'm really trying to create like more lifestyle content, especially on like my Loud Talk pages. And I find that can sometimes be a struggle for me, because I'm like, okay, I think people don't come for me to my pages for that. So it's like, I'm kind of fighting with the algorithm a little bit to like break through that. But I just know that I have to kind of be consistent there. And also sometimes you have to take the numbers out of it. And I always tell myself there's certain videos I make because I enjoyed making them. And there's certain videos I make that I also enjoy making, but I know these will like hit with my audience more than others.
Yes. I think you said that perfectly. but I actually relate to you. Literally A+. But I'm like on the same boat, because I actually really enjoy lifestyle content. Like I love just vlogging. Like it's so funny, because I hated doing it before. And I know you do YouTube, and I tried doing YouTube for a bit and I hated it. Like I don't know why I hated vlogging on a camera. Like I don't know why. But now when I like vlog on my phone, like in 0.5, I love it. Like I live for that shit. And like editing it, I'm like, this is so fun. And my audience, like, again, those don't perform as well as my regular type of content, because it's also new.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to incorporate that into like my beauty stuff, because I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I love doing it. And I'm like, the algorithm is going to fucking work with me. Just wait. Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like, even if it doesn't, like, the few people that watch it from your beauty reviews, like, who actually love you as a creator outside of like, what did you just think about this foundation? Like, they're going to want to see more into your life. Like, We're all new, so we all want to see what people are doing. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know? So we're gonna watch that. But back to what you were saying when you were like filming certain videos and you're like, I'm bored. I think like if you're bored making a video, then people are gonna be bored watching it. And that's like a
absolutely
great way to figure out like, and it, you sit there and try to film things, and then it's like, well, if I can't even sit through myself editing it, who the hell's gonna watch this, you know?
Yeah, for real. I honestly think about that so many times. I'm like, while I'm editing, I'm like, bro, I just keep talking.
I'm like,
talking. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, you went on and on. Like, you can, no one's going to watch this.
That's my brother, like, because he edits like all my YouTube, all my podcasts, and like he could not care less about like the newest makeup launches. Yeah, he's sitting there like editing this stuff, and he like send me the video, and I'm like, Nick, why is the makeup review like 45 minutes edited?
Yeah,
and he's like, I'm like, you couldn't cut it down. He's like, you wouldn't stop. there was no place to cut. Like, he's like, you just kept talking. And I'm like, well, you know what, at least it's like, and that's why I've always felt more comfortable, I think, with long form, is because I am like a certified yapper. So then when it's like,
yes,
especially when I'm working with a brand and they're like 30 second TikTok, and I'm like, how do I condense everything I need to say? And then also I think I am like more chill. I think I talk fast, but for like brain rot, like social media, I don't talk like that loud. It's so funny. My mom's like, you're always talking so fast in your videos. I'm like, you should watch some other people and you would not think I'm talking fast.
For real. Yeah.
But I just can't like force that, you know, I can't like force that out of me like all the time, especially like when I'm doing more long form. But yeah, you have to find the videos that you enjoy making. Also, the thing about me is I love creating content with day in my life videos. I love doing them. Mm-hmm. I love watching yours, and watching yours, I was like, oh my God, I need to post.
Thank
you. I have so many like vlogs drafted into my phone, and then I'm like, no one really cares about my vlogs, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to edit them and post them because like, whatever.
Yes.
So I love watching your videos, and what I've realized making the vlogs, I'm like, oh my God, my vlogs are so boring. I need to like edit them like this and edit like this. I'm not like the type of content creator that loves to do like crazy editing. Like, I think
can I just say, you do YouTube, right? Oh, but you don't edit your own videos. Okay,
no,
there.
My brother edits everything.
That's what it is.
And it brought the fun back in for me because I can sit here on a podcast with you, talk for an hour, and then I'm like, Nick,
and give it to him.
Especially, yeah, it changed the game for me, especially for like a makeup review, I can edit, you know, a podcast, I can edit. A vlog, and I do like on YouTube, I do like month long vlogs. Girl, I'm not editing that. I just cannot. But like, he does such a good job editing them because he has like the editor vision.
Yeah.
So I'm like very thankful for that. But then I do all like my short form content, and I'll edit like a day in my life vlog. And even when like the Lizzie McGuire trend was going around, I'm like, okay, I should try this. And then I looked myself in the mirror. I'm like, girl, no, you're not going to try it because it's just not me. Like, I have that creative side of me and I have the vision, but for me to like sit down and do that edit, I'm like, it just doesn't fit really like with me. It's, again, I'm trying to force like being this other person. Like, I feel like my content authentically to me is so like, just sit down and talk. Or if I am doing a vlog, it's like, literally, here's what I did today. Enjoy, you know?
Right. Yeah. And I actually went through that too. Sorry to cut you off.
No. I was just going to say, I think you, from what I've seen of your content, I feel like you have like that similar vibe. That's all I was going to say.
Yes. Again, like I love watching like vlogs and there's like crazy edits. I love watching it. It's so entertaining. Like Regan, I can watch her shit for hours and hours and hours. I love her, but I can't do the whole, I try so much sometimes, but like, it's so much to like, okay, sync this up with the sound and make sure the song is like this and make sure, like, I'm like, okay, bro, I can't be like, I don't have a love for that. I feel like I don't love doing that. So I'm like, why the fuck would I do it if I don't love it? So yeah, my vlogs are very like straightforward, bitch, like, this is what we're doing today, like, come with me, that's it.
Yeah, no, I love your vlogs, and I think that, again, like, that's why they're What are your thoughts on when people say like the industry has become like oversaturated or like there's too many creators? I'm curious your thoughts there.
My God, I just feel like, okay, you can say everything's oversaturated. Like, there's so many people in so many different fields, but like, not every creator's the same. And you know what? It's funny because I used to think that as well before I was in the space. I'm like, there's so many influencers. Like, why are they all like famous? Like, why is everyone going viral? Everyone's the same. But if you actually like watch their content, no one is the same. Like everyone is so different. Everyone has such a different way of doing things, way of reviewing, way of vlogging. Like for example, me, I've never seen, there for sure is multiple out there, but I've never seen like a beauty creator that also has this like weird ass side to her and like is swearing so much. But that's me. So I'm like, if you just, and that's going back to like your last question, like what advice would you give someone? Just be you. Like if you are you to your core, people will relate to you. People are going to love you. It's hard to do that though in the beginning. I remember when I started making videos, I was whispering. Like I thought people didn't care about like my funny side. I'm like, why would I show that? Like people just want to know about the products. But once I started, like once I did the silent reviews, everyone's like, whoa, this girl's funny. And I'm like, oh, you guys want to see more funny? I got y'all.
You're like, oh, don't
Let
worry.
me just pull it out of my pocket. Like I got y'all.
If you think I'm funny without saying a word, oh, just you wait till I open my mouth.
No, literally. And I'm like, okay, so now I know that you guys, I now I feel comfortable being my full self because you guys love it. So I'm glad it did work out in that way. I hope I answered your question.
No, you definitely did. Okay, controversial question, maybe. Do you think
Yeah, I
everyone, because I
love.
think so many people are posting their content, and I'm always for like post the damn video, just post it, you know, like whatever. If you're embarrassed, like if you feel like embarrassed that your friends are gonna see it, one, they ain't your friends. Two, just block, like literally make a new page that they don't follow, whatever.
Literally block them, yeah.
Literally block them, whatever. But do you think like everyone, I'm not gonna say everyone could be an influencer because some people don't want to, but do you think everyone that thinks they want to be an influencer can be?
No.
I have the
No.
same answer. Let's dive into that. Let's dive into that a little
Yeah,
bit.
I just feel like again, people are seeing it from what it looks like on the outside. People don't know. And this is with everything, I feel like. Also, social media is a highlight reel. It's you're showing all of the good sides. I feel like now though it's starting to become more and more like true and authentic, and people are feeling okay to talk about like harder issues, which I am, and I see other people are doing the same thing, so I'm like, I'm glad it's turning into that. But at the end of the day, it's still a highlight reel. Like it's still
Totally.
you're seeing your favorite influencer go on vacation every week or every weekend, and it's like, oh my God, like she's traveling or like she's getting all this free stuff, and like I want to do that. And I'm like, girly pop, there's so much more. There's like so much more that you don't see. Like, that is literally two aspects. The free shit, yeah, it's so great. But like, it's so great. But can I just say, I get so overwhelmed with all of this free stuff.
Me
Like, I
too.
love it. And I'm like, thank you, God, for blessing my life like this, because this is
Yeah.
my dream. But I'm like, bitch, do I need a whole new house for all this stuff? Like, where do I put this now?
My mom says that all the time because, okay, Izzy, let me just,
Same.
you know how I like, so right before we started this, I was like, can we push the one? Because I'm over here scrambling because I just like got home from Europe. Like, this is literally what's beside me. I'll insert a photo or something after. And I just, it was all sitting like here. I just like pushed it all like that. We'll deal with that later. Cause, like, again, that you guys see this background and you're like, oh my gosh, like so cute. Like, what's in front of me right now? Crazy. And my mom always says to me, she's like, you need another house because why do I have like this week in the mail? I just got a cooler. Like a full ass like giant and all these boxes where I'm like, okay, I can't throw this out because like, you know, I literally see, I have the exact same, I see the say like giant lip gloss in your background.
Oh,
It's like
yes.
it's sitting on my couch right now, the exact same one, because I'm like, where do I put it? Like I don't have any room to put this stuff. But again, not here complaining about this like free stuff. I just
Yeah,
think
absolutely
people
not.
don't think about that because I get so overwhelmed, especially since I've been living abroad. I come home to like 100 plus packages and I'm
My
like,
God.
what do I do with this? Because yes, I want to film every and I want to review everything I like get and I want to like, you know, but you just can't, like you can't get
You
to it
can't.
all and it's so incredibly overwhelming. And I think people don't talk about like that side of it, because to me, like, every box I open, yes, I'm so excited and like it's like free stuff that I'm obviously so excited for, but sometimes it just feels like every box I open is like another task or like another video I have to film, if that makes sense.
That is perfect. Yeah.
And the highlight reel you mentioned too, like, yes, we're very open online. We talk about like stuff we're struggling with, but at the end of the day, like, that's still an edited video I posted, you know, like,
yeah,
it's still not just because we open up about something we're struggling with. It's still like an edited down video of like, and then that sometimes gets romanticized and like viewed differently online of like, this is what struggle should look like, you know, versus like, this is just a video of my perception of how like I struggle with things, not necessarily like the whole image, you know? So yeah, I think that like is one thing for sure. Like, social media isn't real. And then the other thing too is I will never sit here and like say that this job is hard, like, especially compared to like a traditional, like, I've worked an engineering job. I know the difference between them, but I was literally having this conversation with my other content friend yesterday, and she's like, I think I cracked the code to why being a content creator can feel so like difficult or like mentally taxing sometimes, is because she's like, in a normal 9-to-5 job, you have a performance review, let's say like every few months. As a content creator, you have a performance review after every video you post, because you're viewing your analytics. You're seeing, how did people comment on this? Are they commenting nice things? Are they commenting bad things? The brands are asking for those analytics. You know, they want to see like how your video is doing. Then that's a direct correlation to like, okay, this is how much we're going to pay you for this. This is how much you're worth based on that performance review. So it's like, and I was like, oh my God, girl, you are so right. Like, it is a constant performance review, and it starts to like blend with like how you perceive yourself and your worth, because it's like, okay, I'm worth X views, or I'm worth this and this and this. So
yeah,
I think there's a whole another side to it where people don't see like that part. Like, also for me, this big struggle recently, especially as an extrovert, has been the fact that when I was in school, I didn't really have this, but now that I like fully have focused on social media, I sit in my room and film, and then I sit in my room and edit myself, and then I sit in my room and post the video and watch myself back. Sometimes I think I'm going a little crazy.
I was actually gonna say that too, because like, I feel like I'm never off. I feel like I'm always on, whether, and it's so hard because what we do is like digital. What we do is on our phone. And like, before, my phone used to be like something I do after I'm done work. Now it's like, I work from my phone, and then after, I'm still on my phone. Like, I'm never not on my phone. And even when I'm done filming, I'm editing. And then after I'm editing, I gotta sort away my PR. After I sort away my PR, I'm like, oh, I remember something else I have to do. I have to edit my podcast, or like all these different things. And I just feel like it is very overwhelming. And I would say the hardest thing for me is like scheduling, because I feel like everyone is so used to like coming from a job already, you're used to a schedule, you're used to like a 9-to-5, you're used to hours, like you're used to being clocked in and clocked out. We have to figure all of that ourselves. Like, and of course we want to, everyone wants to be the best, everyone wants to have great performing videos, everyone wants to have multiple videos coming out a day, whatever it is. So we're always grinding, like we're essentially always working. So it's, for me, it's very hard to turn off. And I work most of the time, I work in my room, like I'm in my room right now, I film in my room, I edit in my room, I also sleep in my room, which sometimes I'm not able to sleep properly because my room is now associated to my work. Like, this is my office now. So how am I sleeping? How am I supposed to get proper rest in my office? So it's a big mental thing. I still struggle with it now, but I'm starting to get used to it, kind of.
I think the biggest thing is like, if you are of the mindset, like, I want to become an influencer, or I want to become a content creator so I don't have to work, don't do it. Like,
absolutely not.
I posted a day in my life video the other day, and literally in the day of my life video, I like was filming in the morning, and then I was like, oh, and then I came home and literally didn't vlog because I was sat on my computer from like 2 to like 9 p.m. And then the comments were like, so you don't work. I'm like, did y'all watch the vlog? Did you?
Yeah.
And they're like, life on easy mode. And again, I'm not saying, I've never like come from a place of like, I'm going to complain about this job. I say this all the time. I would never, like, I love what I do so much. I'm so, every day I wake up so, so grateful that I get to even do this. But
yes,
I always tell people, like, if you want to go into it and become a content creator for like the free stuff or the trips, it's gonna come at a lot bigger of a cost of like the work you have to put in. And like, if you love it, and that's why I tell people, start, because for me, since it was a hobby my whole life and I just had the pure love for it, now it's like, holy shit, I can like make money out of this and like for it to be my career, that is the dream.
Yeah.
But if like you're going into it, like when people want to start a business for like a quick, like, you know, side hustle or some quick cash on the side, and then they realize, wait a minute, like I'm not going to see
a lot of work
this for like a very long time. It's the same type of concept. Yes. So yeah, I wanted to ask your opinion on that. I'm like happy you like agree, because I think that's a hard thing for people to comprehend sometimes, because they do only see the one side of it and they think like, and yes, I do have a lot of flexibility in my time. We do have time to like make our like schedules however we want. Like, let's be real. A lot of our days aren't like a 9-to-5 sit down, but some are, and some are more than that. Some days I'm like sitting at my computer for 12, 16 hours a day, you know, who knows? And I don't take like days off, you know, but then with that, I can travel a lot because my job's flexible. I can live wherever I want because like there's so much flexibility to it that that's why I would never complain about it. But I think, yeah, you have to like, if you want to do this, you have to be prepared that it's not going to be, oh, I'm going to do this so I can like work less, because it's not, that's not.
If anything, it's more, more.
But when you enjoy it, like, that's the thing. When you enjoy it, it's a total game changer.
Different vibe. Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. Well, before we end this off, I want to ask you, what is one tip that you give people that to you is like your ultimate confidence hack that, you know, either gets you up in the morning motivated, or on days where you're kind of like feeling like you're lacking that confidence within yourself, what do you do to like bring it back?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think a lot of people think I have a lot of confidence, which I would say I do have a good amount of confidence, but there are days where I wake up and I'm like, I fucking don't want to move. I don't want to move. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to do the things that I have to do. But I'm currently right now on a journey of like self-love and just really like focusing on, the one tip I would say is just focus on you. And this is so general and corny, but it genuinely makes such a difference in your life. Like, if you start focusing on you and loving yourself so heavy, for example, an example is doing the things that you say you're going to do. Like, I say that I'm going to wake up every single morning and I'm going to go to the gym. That's a form of self-love, because I love myself and my body so much that I want it to be stronger. I want it to be able to lift things like that. So I feel like sticking to your word is building your confidence. Like, even if it's not the gym, it could be, okay, I'm going to wake up and make my bed every day, or I'm going to wake up and cook myself a meal every day. Like, doing the things you say you're going to do is going to build your confidence, not what you look like on the outside.
Totally. Totally. That's an amazing tip. I love that you said that. I've been following your gym journey, girl. Like, you actually, your stories, like, I see your stories and I'm like, I gotta go. Like, get my, I'm dead ass serious.
Yay!
If you ever think people are viewing those and like it's not helping them, they're helping me. It's like,
that literally makes me so happy, because that's why I'm like, okay, like I am going through, because before I'm like, I go through these like journeys of like working on myself and then stopping, working on myself and then stopping. But I'm like, okay, no, like I'm going to be honest and raw with my audience. Okay, I'm going through like this self-love journey. And that's why I love posting those videos, because I love it. But also I get so many DMs. Like, you're not the first person that told me, like, so many DMs saying like, you motivated me to go to the gym this morning. I'm like, okay, my work here is done.
Amazing.
Like, my work here is done. Like, the fact that a little video like that and me just sharing my journey is helping you, love that. Like, totally. I couldn't ask for something better.
Yeah. And I always felt like how perspective is so powerful. And like what you said there, I'm getting up and going to the gym because I love my body. I think so many people have such a, like, not just with the gym, but like with anything in life, just this toxic mentality of like, I have to do it because one, society tells me to, or I have to do it to look this way, or blah, blah, blah. But you switching that mindset and that, you know, framing it in this picture of, I'm doing this because I love my body. I want to get stronger. I want to be able to like lift and do these things. Like, that is the ultimate self-love. And I always say, like, you can love your body and love how you look right now, but still want to improve it and be better. And what is more self-love than always trying to be better? You know, like there's always that balance there. And I love your perspective on that, because we've seen so many influencers too. Like I know like Spencer Barbosa has opened up about how like once she started posting that she was going to Pilates, she got a lot of backlash because people were like, oh my God, I thought you loved your body. Why are you working out? And she's like, y'all, I can like love my body and want to work out because I love my body. You know, like, I think there's just such a like toxic mentality around that, that, you know, it's getting better online, but like still there's so much toxicity around those, how people frame like lifestyle choices and just doing things for you. And yeah, I love your point of view on that. I think it's absolutely amazing. And a lot of people like can take notes from that. And my last question before we end this off is, what is something that you love about your skin today?
Oh, my skin. Okay. Let me see.
Let's take a look. Actually, let's all take a look and let's all say something we love about Izzy's skin today.
I love my blush today, I feel like. And I just love how glowy I look. I think
what blush are you wearing?
Okay, I can't say.
Oh. I promise, guys, I did not know. That's one of the chances. That's so funny. Oh my God.
That is so funny. But okay. I love just my glow today. I love it.
Amazing. Okay, well, Izzy, thank you so much for coming on Loud Talk with Lavi. It was absolutely amazing. I had so much fun. I hope you had fun. This was awesome.
I had the best time. I actually had the best time ever. And like, that was such good conversation. Amazing. Like, I feel like our mindsets are so similar. I just like loved it. Thank you for having me on.
No, of course. Of course. It was such a pleasure. Hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to subscribe to Loud Talk with Lavi YouTube channel so you can see our faces and all the conversations, a video version, and then the audio version, Spotify, Apple, and all streaming platforms every single Sunday at 7 a.m. MST. Thanks for getting loud with us, and you'll hear from me in the next episode of Loud Talk with Lavi. Bye!
Bye!